So last time we discussed the requirement of bedikos during the Shiva Nikiyam, as far as what the lechachila requirement is, and today we'll discuss what is necessary bidieved, and that should hopefully inform a conversation about what the nature of the requirement of bedikos during Shiva Nikiyam is. So the Mishnah Daf Samechet Amud Beis presents three dayos in Tanoim about this question of what is ma'akev bidieved. Hazava hazava shabaku atman biyom rishon amatsu tahor ubiyom shviyom amatsu tahor v'shar yam shemin sayim lo baku. So if a bedika is performed that day one and not day seven, not in the interim days, so you have a bedika day one, bedika day seven, and that is it. Reb Lazer omer harein b'ches kasara. So Reb Lazer says those bedikos are sufficient b'di'evet. We noted that according to the Baal Amar, it's even sufficient l'chachila, but most Rishonim assume we're talking about b'di'evet. So according to Reb Lazer, if you did a bedik on day one and day seven, b'di'evet, that's sufficient, and the woman could go to the mikvah on the basis of those bedikos. Reb Yeshua omer ein lahem ela yom rishon v'yom shvi bilvat. So Reb Yeshua says that those bedikos count, but those bedikos are not sufficient. So you have a bedik on day one, a bedik on day seven, which count, but you still need another 5 days of bedikos. Right, so Gemara refers to this as biserugin. So you can have a series of bedikos that are not consecutive, but a day without a bedika does not count. And Rabbi Kiva omer ein lahem ela yom shvi bilvat. Rabbi Kiva says the only day that counts is day seven. So if you do not have consecutive bedikos, then you lost the entire count up to that final day. So then you would have to count another 6 days and perform bedikos on another 6 days before being able to complete the Tara process. Okay, so again, according to Reb Lazer, if you have bedikos on day one and day seven, you're fine, home free. According to Yeshua, bedikos on day one and seven, they count as 2 days, but you need to count another 5 days. And according to Rabbi Akiva, all you have is the last day, and you need to count another 6 days. Fine. And then, the Gemara tells us, bottom of Samaches Amud Beis, the top of Samaches Amud Aleph, Ibailuhu Azav Azav Shabaku Asman Yom Yisham Yom Shmini Umatso Tahor Vishar Yom Labaku. What happens if you did a Bedika on day one and a Bedika on day eight? So what's that din? Rav Lazer Mahu. And according to Rav Lazer, who's the biggest Mako, that if you have a Bedika on day one and day seven, that is sufficient. What's the din if you have a Bedika on day one and day eight? Tchilas of itself and Beinan. So do we assume that according to Blazer you need bedikos on day one and day seven, and here you're lacking that, and therefore it would be insufficient? Or maybe it's sufficient to have a bedik on day one, and that's all that's really ma'akev bidi'evet. So then the Gemara says ma'achlokes amarayim within shitas or Blazer. So Rav says hehe tchilasan afavish ein sofan. So Rav says, no, that's sufficient. If you have a bedika on day one, that's enough. And Rav Chanina says, kilasim esofan ve'inan. You need a bedika both on day one and day seven. So if you did a bedika on day one and day eight, that would be insufficient, even according to Rav Lazer. Fine. So let's go back to the basic machlokas, three-way machlokas tanayim in our Mishnah. So there are two issues that are subject to dispute here, if you break down the shitos. And the Mereshes Moshe elaborates on this, if you want to take a look, in Simen Kuf Kafe. The issue number one is, do you need a bedika on every day or on a given day in order to consider that a Yom Naki? If you need Shiva Nakim, you need 7 clean days. So in order to establish a day is clean, do you need a bedika to be performed on that day? So Reb Lazer says no. Reb Lazer says if you did a bedika on day one and day seven, you're home free. So you can count days 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 as part of the Shiva Nakim, even though you did not perform a bedika on those days. And according to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, doesn't work. According to Rabbi Yeshua, day one and day seven count. You need to count another 5 days because the intervening days 2 through 6, since they lacked a bedika, cannot be considered clean. And according to Rabbi Akiva, that's definitely the case. Rabbi Akiva says day seven is the only day that counts, and you have to count another 6 days. So that's issue one. If you have a day on which you did not perform a bedika, can that day count as a clean day? Then issue number two is within Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva. that once we establish a day without a bedikah cannot count as a clean day, do you need a recifus? Do you need the clean days to be consecutive? So Yeshua says, no, it's sufficient to have a day one bedikah, day seven bedikah, and then count another 5 days. You don't need recifus, you don't need consecutive nikiyim. You can have nikiyim b'seirugin. And according to Rabbi Akiva, no, you need consecutive days that are nikiyim. Okay. So, what is the reason behind the requirement of bedikos during the Shiva Nikiyim? So, the Gemara initially in Samachasim and Beis, where the Gemara presents a discussion between, or back and forth between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, so the Gemara there has a line, 4 lines from the bottom, Dilma Chazoi B'Savik. The other Gemara introduces the notion that maybe absent of bedikah were concerned that a woman may see dam. That sounds like the reason for bedikah may be in order to prevent the possibility or to ensure that a woman isn't seeing any dam during the Shiva Nikiyim. But then the Gemara on Samach Tes Amud Aleph within Shitas Rabbi Akiva, there the Gemara has a expression that we require Sithurim Lifaneinu. Now there's some din, so you have it in the middle of the long lines, let's say 6-7 long lines down. So the Gemara says, isn't she just giving you Sithurim Lifaneinu? That you need, there's some din, that you need to have days that are counted, and the Bedikos accomplish this goal of counting. So is that a machlokas where they need Sfirin Lefanein? Is that part of the machlokas Tanayim here? So the Rashba says yes. The Rashba in the Mishmeres Habayis, Adav Kap Dalet Amaveis in the Standard Edition, again in the Rashba's Taras Habayis, in the standard print you have the Taras Habayis in the middle, and then on the inner column you have the Ra'az Bedek Habayis, and on the outer column you have the Mishmeres Habayis, which we generally assume was written by the Rashba as a response to the Ra'az Bedek Habayis, which is a response to the Rashba's Taras Habayis. If you look in the Chidos Shem Agdolim, you have a little bit of a discussion as to whether that's so. Apparently that was subject to dispute whether the Mishmeres Habayis was indeed written by the Rashba, but I think he concludes and we generally assume that the Mishmeres Habayis indeed was written by the Rashba. So the Rashba there in the Mishmeres Habayis on Daf Kaf Dalet Amud Beis says that's the Machlokes Tanar. That according to the way he presents it, both according to Rabbi Akiva and according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's a notion of Sfurin Lefaneinu, which means that you need to have 7 days that are counted through a bedikah, and if you don't have a bedikah on a given day, then you can't count that as one of the Shiva Nikiyim, because you need to have 7 counted days. But Rabbi Akiva disagrees, Rabbi Elazar disagrees with that premise. Rabbi Elazar says that if you have a bedikah on day 1 and day 7, you're home free. So Rabbi Elazar disputes the notion of Sfurin Lefaneinu. The Rashba's Lashon is, Ela Shetispor Shiva Muchzakin Vitara. That according to Rabbi Elazar, what you need is to count 7 days that are Muchzakin Vitahara. And so apparently, the way the Rashba understands Rabbi Elazar, in order to have 7 days that are Muchzakin Vitara, you don't require a bedika on all those 7 days, at least Li Kuva. It's sufficient to create a cheskas tahara during those days. Now, remember we discussed that a cheskas tahara itself creates a certain cheskas tahara, but the requirement of bedikas during Shiva Nikiyim adds something to that cheskas tahara. But in order to accomplish this muchzakim mitara, according to Elazar, it's sufficient to have a bedika on day 1 and a bedika on day 7. You don't need a bedika on every single day. So what is precisely the Machlokas Tanaim here, the three-way Machlokas Tanaim in our Mishnah. So there's a piece in the Chidushei Chasam Sofer here, in our Sugya, Dibre Maskel V'Nirali. Other Rachonim present the same thing, perhaps with slightly different formulation, but the idea is generally the same. So the Chasam Sofer begins by asking the following question. How do you know at all, what's the source that there's such a din of bedikas during Shiva Nikiyim? You would have thought, says the Chasam Sofer, that as long as you go through 7 days after the Hefsetara, and you don't experience any Hargasha, then Min HaTorah, we should have assumed that that is sufficient to allow a woman to complete the Tara process. She performed the Hefsetara, so we established that she's no longer Ro'adam. So if she goes through another 7 days without any Hargasha, that should have been sufficient in order to complete the Shivanakiyim and to complete the Tara process to allow her to go to the mikveh. So where does this chiyuv of bedikos come from? So the Chasam Sofer suggests that it's based on Visafrala. Based on the pasuk Visafrala. So the Chasam Sofer says, it's not pshat, you can't say that Visafrala is telling you that there's a mitzvah sfira, just like you have a mitzvah, let's say a sfira salmer. The mitzvah sfira salmer tells you that you have to count 49 days, and every day you have to count that day. So the Chasam Sofer says, it can't be pshat that Visafrala is telling you that you have to count every day of Shivanakiyam, because how could the Torah command you to do something which could theoretically result in sheker if you're so sure the Shivanakiyam, so then that count is going to be a false count. Who argues with that?
Yeah.
Maybe Tosos, no, but the Maisa.
Yeah, yeah. On that Chumash,
that's the Kainim on Chumash.
And the Tosos in Ksubis, is it the Rosh? I don't know.
Who does the, and the Nimuke Rib on the side, who do they quote, or it's in Piskei Shuvah here?
Piskei
Shuvah Sivkat and Dalit quotes the Shalah. Right?
Yeah.
Right? So this is the opinion that is most often ascribed to the Shalah HaKodesh, quoted here in Piskei Tshuva, Sifkat and Dalet, quoted in the margin of the comment of the Nimuke Agriv on the side of Tosus Ksubis, Daf Ayin Beis. Tosus there asked, Yibra Maskel, Bisafra Lal Atzma, Yim Tomar, Amai Eim Varechet Zava Al Sfirasa. So why is it that a Zava doesn't say a bracha on Sfiras Shivanakim? Kamosha Mavarakan Al Sfirasa Omer, Dotsiv Bisafra. Yesh lomar the aim of arkan ela biyovel shem arkan bezin b'chol shana shela olam yuchal limnos keseder v'chein omer. So where there is no inhibition, there's nothing preventing a full count from beginning to end, then you say a bracha. Aval zava she'im tira tistor ein la a zava, that if she is soseres, then the count's going to be off. Ein la what? So the Tosus of Fanein says ein la lindos. You shouldn't, there's no point in counting. There's no chiv of sfira where there's a possibility you're going to be soser. The Shalah might have had a girsa here, that's what the Nimuke Rib says on the side, he might have had a girsa ein la levarech.
Right, so there's still a mitzvah, but there's no
maybe there's a mitzvah of sfira shivanakiyam, but there's no bracha. That would accomplish, the question is, how can you say a bracha if you're going to potentially be soser? So the Shalom would say, yep, so you don't say a bracha, because you're right, you can't, it may be bracha vatala, but there's still a mitzvah of sfira bepeh. That's what the Pithei Tshuva quotes in the Shalom, that his practice was to instruct the women to say such a nusach of Hayom Yom Rishon L'Shiv Nekir. Okay. But that's generally assumed to be a minority opinion among poskim, although I pointed out in the Marma Kamos that there is a Das Akademi Bali Tosfos that sounds like that as well. Rabbi Forst has this Marma Malkum in his book, that's where he saw it, where the Bali Tosfos says the same thing, that you don't say a bracha shem matir v'tisor. But it sounds like the Bali Tosfos there may assume that there is a chi of sfira, just there's no bracha because of Shema Tira the Tisra. And then the Piskei Tshuva here quotes, or is Mitzayin, the Noda Behuda, Yerodea Simen Kuf Kaf Gimel, that argues on the Shalah, and the Noda Behuda has the famous line in which he ascribes to the Shalah, Ohev Mitzvos La Yisba Mitzvos. The Shalah had such a chaviv for Mitzvos that he didn't have enough of the Mitzvos that we had, he needed to add another one. So we generally assume that there's no chiyuv of sfira You don't have to say a nusach of Hayom Yom whatever l'shiv nikiyam. Okay, be that as it may. So that's the starting point of the Chas and Sofer. What's pshat in the machlokas tanaim here? What's the nature of the chiyuv? Because it's not, can't be. The Torah says v'safirless. So it can't be the Torah is telling you that there's a chiyuv, there's a mitzvah sfira, because lo yitachin is a mitzvah sfira if that sfira could be slugged up through a re'iyas dam during the shiva nikiyam. Ela what? The Torah is telling you through v'safirla that you're not allowed to rely on the standard chazaka. As you would have assumed that a woman performs a hefsek tara, so now she's muhzak as not being roa dam anymore, so you would have assumed that it's sufficient to rely on that cheskas tara to go forward. Comes along the Torah, v'safra la, and tells us, no, you can't rely on that chazaka in and of itself, you need to do a further biror, and that biror is accomplished through a bedika, or through bedikas. So v'safra is telling you, what does it mean they have to count? It means you have to count through the action of doing a bedika, and that is necessary, says the Torah, to augment the existing chazaka. So we're not licensed to rely on the cheskas tara alone. You have to do a bedika to corroborate that cheskas tara. So then the machlokas tanayim here in our Mishnah is how far is the Torah telling us you have to go? What is the nature of this chiyuv bedika, which is supposed to improve upon the existing cheskas tara? So according to Rabbi Kiva holds the Torah, since the Torah is telling us that there's this new din of bedikos, so it's telling you that you have to do bedika every single day. And if you don't do bedika every single day and you don't do bedika on consecutive days, then we're concerned that maybe there's some kind of suffix re'iyah and a suffix stira, and since you can't rely on the original chazaka, you need to start your count again. So Rabbi Akiva says the Torah is going of the 3 days of Tanan, that's the extreme. The Torah is telling you you can't rely on the initial chazak at all. You need a super birur of doing bedikos every day for consecutive days, for 7 consecutive days. That's Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Gary.
I didn't see the stems over inside, but mm-hmm. Does he explain why here of all places the Torah is not willing to rely on chazaka? Or he just assumes it's just Xeris HaKazim?
He presents it as kind of Xeris HaKazim. He doesn't explain more than that, meaning we'll see the nuances and the difference between the Tanoim as to how far that goes, but at least within Rabbi Akiva, it's pretty extreme. And he doesn't explain that much further. Then Rabbi Yeshua holds that the Torah is not telling you to totally abandon the original Chazaka, because after all, the notion of the Cheskas HaGuf in Halacha is a strong Chazaka. So all the Torah is telling you is that you can't rely on the chazaka entirely, but it's sufficient to have non-consecutive bedikas. And then Rabbi Kiva says says that all the Xeris HaKazim is telling you is that you need some kind of bedika, but that bedika can be limited to day 1 and day 7. Okay, so the way the Chasam Sofer presents Machlokas Tanayim, it's a matter of degree. The Torah tells us in this new notion, Xeris HaKazim, that you have to have some kind of bedikos during the Shiva Nikiyam to augment or to verify what otherwise I would have assumed based on a cheskas tara. And the machlokas is in the matter of degree.
Yes, so Rabbi Yeshua obviously has to assume that there is no stira between day 1 and 7, right?
Right. So the original cheskas aguf is enough to allow us to assume that there's no stira.
But then that's not a fulfillment of a safrila. That's why, once he is allowed to even start 1 to 7,
right,
then you need that's from a safrila, I guess.
Right. Okay. If you look at the Chazon Ish and Siman Sadi Beis in the beginning, he has a slightly different formulation, but I think it's basically the same kind of an idea that the Torah is presenting a chiddush that you require Shiva Nikiyam through Bedikos, and the Machlokas Tanaim is a matter of degree, where we choshesh for the possibility of stira. Okay. Parenthetically, since we noted the position of the shalah, that there's a requirement of a sphira, of the path, which again most poskim do not assume like lehalacha. So two further notes on that. Number one, there's a lashon of Sefer Chinuch. Sefer Chinuch in Parshas Behar Mitzvah Shin Lamed. Sefer Chinuch writes as follows: Lo ra'inu me'olam mi sheyimna hazav yemei sfiro v'azav yemei sfirasa. So none of the Moni Hamitzvos count the sfiras yamim of the zav and azava. The Alpha Pisha Kasta Behem, the Safra Love of Safra Love, even though the Torah does say a Lashon of Sfira, nevertheless, the Monei Amitzvahs do not include Amitzvahs, Sfiras, Yimei, Zav, or Zava. Zulasi Shechayavim Sheyinu Lev Alayamim, Veloshi Yischaivil Nosim Bepeh. So, what that means, there's no Chiyav to count orally today's day 1, 2, 3, but there is a Chiyav to be conscious of that period of time. So it could be that Bidikos accomplish that kind of consciousness, but that is what is formulated most strongly by the Il Staka, which is quoted in the Sidri Tara Sifkata Yud Ches. So the Sidri Tara quotes in the Il Staka is saying that if a woman loses track of her Shivan Akiya, meaning let's say you have a situation where a woman counts day one and day two, and then she has some kind of a shaila on day two, and she assumes that she was Soser, and then subsequently she finds out that what she thought was a Stira wasn't really a Stira. So the fact that she consciously stopped her mental count is enough to actually be Soser. If a woman counts day one, day two, and then something comes up and she thinks that the count has been lost, even though subsequently she finds out that the count could continue, that lapse of consciousness about the Shivan Akiyam is enough to be Soser, because Shivan Akiyam requires a awareness of where you're holding, or that you're in the middle of the count, Gary.
Is that only true if you miss a bedika?
No, even if you did a bedika.
Even if you did.
You did a bedika on day one, you did a bedika on day two. And then you have some shaila in your bedika, and you decide in your mind that it was problematic and you're being sosur. And then your husband comes home and says, oh, not so pasha, let's ask the Rav. And they ask the Rav, and the Rav says, fine. So the fact that she already made a conscious decision that she was Soser, even if it turns out subsequently that that was an error, is enough to start the count again. Avi?
I'm assuming that there's nothing to pass on that?
We generally don't pass on like that, but it's something, it's a shita to be aware of. Yeah.
Yes. What was the riot and the fact that the Moni Mitzvahs don't count this as a mitzvah?
What the Sefer Chinuch said?
Yeah.
No, the Sefer Chinuch just says that the Moni Mitzvahs don't count as a mitzvah, but there still is a value or an inyan to have a consciousness of the count. So that I just quoted as a prelude to this Mil Tzedakah. That takes that to an extreme, that could even be likuva.
Like having a consciousness is a lower level than would have been if they counted as a mitzvah?
Right, I think so. Right, there's no, you know, there is a mitzvah of minyan, there is a mitzvah of taras ha-zav-azav. There's no specific mitzvah of minyan hayamim. But the Chinuch says, even though there's no specific mitzvah of minyan hayamim, there's a chiyuv of sima slave, which would be part of the general mitzvah of the tara process of azava.
So So Minyanim, that's like Lafuke the Shla, or like Lafuke Rabbi Akiva? Like,
well, it's somewhere in the middle. I mean, he said you don't go as far as the Shla, there's no Chiv of Sfiras Yamim, but there is a element of Sima Slave.
Could it be that it's not as far as the Shla in terms of the days, but it's mm-hmm. higher so than Sima Slave? Like, you need a positive, clean. I mean, that's what it means, you need a positive, clean. But I'm just curious, like, where the Sima Slave fits into the requirement of checking and making sure there's a clean Bedika every day.
Right, so the Chinuch isn't saying that, but it's possible that Bedika maybe accomplishes some kind of a Sima Slave.
Because we require Bedika.
Right, maybe need a Maisa in order to express that consciousness.
So
yes.
Us, if we do a Bedika to look for clean every day, are we saying right. that's like, if it was a Shla, or are those connected?
No, the Shla is talking about a Sphira, right? So everyone agrees you need a Bedika every day. That's what all the Rishonim aside from the Balamor assume.
Right, so even if you don't count it as an...
That's nothing to do with... Right. Right. According to the Pashup Shad is that the Chiyuv Bedika is only a Chiyuv Derabbanan. Right. So that way we discussed briefly last time that the Chavis Das says otherwise and the Mashmas and the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says you have to be Machmir on this Shad of Bas Ma'akib B'diyavid because we're talking about a Safik Chiyuv Karis. Seven asks what's a Safik Chiyuv Karis? Isn't this just a Din Derabbanan? That's why the Chavis Das and Sidri Tara suggest maybe it's a Din Deraisa. But the Pashup Shad, without, you know, the starting point should have been that it's only a Din Derabbanan because Mecha Tesi was the source. So now we're describing what may be a source in the Torah, but the starting assumption should have been that it's a Din Derabbanan. Okay. Now, just one more nekuda in this machlokes tanoim. So we noted that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you don't need retzifas; it's sufficient to have biseirugin. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you do need retzifas. So the Gemara says over here, the beginning of the Gemara Samech Chesed Beis, right after the Mishnah, Tanya Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yeshua, with Varechat Hamana biseirugin. So you, Rabbi Yeshua, are counting biseirugin; you're not counting consecutively. Tara Amra Achar Titar Acher Acher Lekulan Shelotei Tuma Masekas Benein. So what's that Zeris Akasov of Achar Titar? So Rashi explains on Lama Gimel and Beis Dibur Maskel Tistor. Rashi writes Tistor Yamecha, second line from the top in Lama Gimel and Beis Imke Lohavu Ritzufin. That's a lack of retzifas. Rachmana Amar v'achar titar achar achar l'kulan. Klomer, it's mine echad l'kulan shi retzufin tarasan. So you need to have a retzifas. That apparently is a machlokas tanaim. So you have exeris hakasiv is a ma'akiv. So Rabbi Yeshua would presumably say that it's not ma'akiv. Maybe it's a l'chakila, but there's no such din li'ikuva. Okay, if you take a look at the Mereshit Moshe, he talks more about that machlokas here. Okay, so how do we paskin l'maisa? Again, we had a machlokas tanayim. If you did a bedik on day 1 and day 7, according to Rabbi Yezir, you're fine. According to Rabbi Kiva, you have to count another 6 days. According to Rabbi Shua, you have to count another 5 days. So, Tosos and Daf Zayin of Beis. Adir Maskel Rebbe Lazar. So Tosfos here notes that we paskin like Shitas Rebbe Eliezer. We paskin that it's sufficient to have your bedik on day 1 and day 7, and a woman can then proceed to go to the mikvah even if she only performed bedikos on day 1 and day 7. Okay. Now, do you need day 1 and day 7, or is it sufficient to have day 1 or day 7? So the Torah here, paskins, based on the Ra'avid and based on the Rush, that even within Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, because that, again, that was a machlokas Amoraim here that we started with a little while ago, machlokas Rav Reb Chanina, Do we need tchilasa v'sofan, or do we need tchilasa and apapishen sofan, sofan apapishen tchilasa? So if you only did a bedika on day one, is that sufficient? Do you need bedikas on both day one and day seven? Okay, so that's the machlokas Rav and Rav Chanina within Shitas Rebbe Eliezer. So good, we pass them like Rebbe Eliezer, but how do we pass them within the machlokas Samaraim within Rebbe Eliezer? So the Torah paskins here based on the Ravid and the Rush, that a bedika on day one alone or a bedika on day seven alone are sufficient bidi eved. And the Raiva thinks that even a bedika on a middle day would be sufficient bidi eved as well as the singular bedika. That's what the Raiva writes in Shara Sphere of Abedika Simon Beis Os Hey. Shara Sphere of Abedika Simon Beis Os Hey. That what if you only did a bedika on day three, let's say? So the Raiva says, Mistabra Lukula. Mistabra, that is sufficient. What's his raya? His raya is from the din of Hefsek Tara. So just like we found, if you performed a Hefsek Tara on an earlier day, according to Chachamim, that's sufficient. So let's say you did a Hefsek Tara on day two, after your Iyah, and then you're only going to start the Shiva Nekiyah a few days later. So there, the Hefsek Tara on day two is sufficient, even though you're only going to start your Shiva Nekiyah on day six, let's say. So just like there, a Hefsek Tara on day two is sufficient, so too, a Bedika anywhere in the middle is going to be sufficient, at least, Vidyevet. So Rashba asks, what does one have to do with the other? Rashba in... the Rashba in the Ben Kabayis Kaf Dalet Mubez, that din of Hefsek Tara, that's talking about a Nida. Nida is more Kal than a Zava. So the fact that you did a Hefsek Tara on day two shouldn't be any raya to Bedika Zava during the Shiva Nekiyah. However, the Rashba also thinks that bottom line, you probably could be Mako, because he says it should be no worse than a Bedikas Yom Zayin. Bedikas Yom Zayin, the Rashba thinks is sufficient, because he assumes that we pass in Tchilasan Afabishain Sof and Sof and Afabishain Tchilasan. So if a Bedika on day seven is sufficient, Bidiyeved, so why should a Bedika on day three be any worse? So the Rashba thinks that Lamaisa, you should be Machir on that Shaila, you should be Machir on a day three Bedika. And there are other asks on the Rashba, why would you even think to be Mako? That if you have a Bedika on day seven, so then a Bedika on day seven can define the last 7 days. A Bedika on day one can define the next 7 days. And maybe that's considered Svurim Lefanenu. And maybe that's considered if I have a Bedika at the beginning of the process, the end of the process, so that I can count either going forward or backwards the entire unit as 7 days of Nekiyim. But a Bedika in the middle doesn't necessarily accomplish that. To which the Rashba says, that's very nice if you need Svurim Lefanenu. But that's Shitas Rebbe Akiva. We're passing like Reb Lazer. Reb Lazer has no notion of Svurim Lefanenu. So if all you need is a Bedika somewhere in the process, what difference does it make if it's a Bedika on day one or day three or day seven? Okay. So Rov Rishonim Paskin, that it is sufficient to have a Bedika on day one or day seven. And there's a Samachlok in Rishonim, what about a Bedika in the middle? However, the Agos Maimini, Perek Vavi Sirebiya Os Hey, the Agos Maimini quotes the Sefer Truma, that we should be Machmir like Rabbi Chanina, that you need Chilasan V'Sofan, such that you should not have a break of more than 5 days between bedikas. So according to Chanina, you need bedikas on day one and day seven. So if I do bedikas on day one and day seven, that's fine. If I do bedikas only on day one or on day seven, that is insufficient even bidi evet. And that seems to be the position of Tosas that we started with as well on that Zion Mabez. Ritosos, the way he presents Shitas Rebbe Eliezer, presents it as Bedikas on day one and day seven, not day one or day 7. Okay. Let's just go back for a moment to the Shita Saravit. Again, the Saravit is one of the Rishonim holds that it's sufficient to have a bedika either on day 1 or on day 7. So the Saravit has the following lashon, Shara Svira Parag Gimel Simon Gimel. Excuse me. So again, the Saravit holds Alicha Chila, you need a bedika every day. Bidi Avid is sufficient to have a bedika on day 1 or day 7. But the Saravit has the following line. Bidikas hazava iker bidikasa bitchilas yom harishon ubisof yom hashvi. So the iker bidika of a zava is the beginning of day 1 and the end of day 7. Shetehei tchilasan visofan vitara. That you need to have the beginning and the end of the bidika process vitara. What's unique about this line of the Ravid? Or what's noteworthy? Right. So Ravid says you need a bedika to begin the lichatchila, the optimal, the ikar bedika is the beginning of day 1 and the end of day 7. Not just day 1 and day 7, but the beginning of day 1 and the end of day 7. So the Mereshes Moshe points out Simen Kuf Kavav, the strong mashmos here in the Ravid that. The bedikos are not, the ikar bedikos are not misyakeh necessarily to the day per se, but to the unit of Shiva Nakiyah. So if I have a bedika at the beginning of day 1 and the end of day 7, so those function as bookends, so that allows us to define the entire period of Shiva Nakiyah as bedukim, as Nakiyah. So it's not just that you need a random bedika on day 1, a random bedika on day 7, but you need to begin and end the period of Shiva Nakiyah with bedikos, which define that whole week as bedukim. Okay. The Bila Rezume. So as we know, the Beis Yosef has this lashon, even though Rovi shown and assume that a bedika on day 1 or day 7... is sufficient b'di'eved. Nevertheless, because we're concerned about a suffix iser kares, and that's the question, what does he mean suffix iser kares about b'dikos? Beis Yosef says you have to be machmir, like that position, the Bali Tosfos, that you need both Yom Rishon and Yom Shvi, and a single b'dika would be insufficient even b'di'eved. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Se'if Dalit. So first he quotes the position of Rav Rishonim. In Lo Badka B'chol Hashiva Elapam Achas Lo Shla Badka Yom Rishon Shal Hashiva O B'yom Hashvi O B'echa Min Hamsayim is good. V'yesh Omrim Shetzar Shetidach Yom Rishon Me'ashiva U'B'yom Hashvi V'ein L'hakel. So the Mechaber Paskins, even though it's Tam B'yesh Omrim, but he modifies that with V'ein L'hakel, you have no right to be Mekel on the Shaila, and you have to be Machmir to require B'di Eved at least a B'dikas Yom Rishon V'yom Shvi. Okay. So here's a Dog L'mirvavi here on the side of Shulchan Aruch. The Dog L'mirvavi quotes the Smag, who is one of the Rishonim of the Bali Tosfos that has the Shita HaMachmira. And then the Dagom Rav comments, V'im Kain afilu lo badka b'yom Rishon u'badka v'echad miyamim ha'insayim. So even if she wasn't bodekas on day 1, but she was bodekas, let's say, on day 3, v'gam b'yom shvi, gam asmag modish alula. So even the Smag would agree, if you did a bedika on day 3 and a bedika on day 7, that would be sufficient. The problem is only a bedika on day 1 and day 7, but a bedika on day 3 and day 7 would work. So says the Dog Lomer Vava, the Das Hasmag.
When you say day 3, that means specifically 3 or 2 through 6?
It means 2 through 6.
So you could do a bedika on day 6 and day 7 and that would be good.
Right. The whole problem was, according to the Smag, that you can't have more than 5 days between vidikos. So let's say you did a bidik on day 7 and you didn't do a bidik on day 1, so you have 5 days between the Hasaktara and the last bidika. But if you did a bidik on day 3 and day 7, that would work. And then the Pesach Tshuva in Sif Katan Dalit quotes the Targum Rebava. And then he quotes the Tshuva's note to be Huda, same author. Where he writes, no, dafka rishon shvi beinan, but if you do bedikah on day 1 and 3, that doesn't work. So most assume that the Noz Bihuda was closer between what he wrote in the Dagon Rivava and what he wrote in the Tshuvos. Although Rabbi Karp has a suggestion that maybe he wasn't chozer, and maybe they actually are consistent. But we are out of time now, so maybe we'll begin with that next time. Because it also raises another important issue in the Sugya. And then we will conclude our discussion of Shiva Naki and Bidi Eved, and move on a little bit further in the sermon. Okay, so we will emerge.